From Shakespeare's famous play, King Richard III, we have extracted a combination of scenes to be played by Lionel and John Barrymore. Here's the setting. The deformed Richard, Duke of Gloucester, with the wars over, loses no time in furthering his evil schemes to become king. He tells the king of an old prophecy that he should someday be deprived of his throne by a relative whose name begins with the letter G. In this foul manner, Richard secretly plots the destruction of his own brother, George. Presenting Lionel Barrymore as George, the Duke of Clarence, and John Barrymore as his brother, Richard.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by the sun of York. Grim-visaged war hath smoothed his wrinkled front, and now instead of mounting barbed steeds, he capers to the pleasing of a lute. But I, that am not shaped for sportive tricks, and am made to court an amorous looking glass, I deformed, unfinished, the dogs bark at me as I halt by them. Why, I, in this weak, piping time of peace, have no delight to pass away the time, unless to spy my shadow in the sun, and descant upon mine own deformity. And therefore, since I cannot prove a lover, I am determined to prove a villain. Plots have I laid by foolish prophecies to set me brother George and King Edward in deadly hate the one against the other. Dive thoughts down to my soul. My brother come. Our brother Dave. What mean God that waits upon your grace?
His Majesty hath appointed this conduct to convey me to the Tower.
Upon what cause, my brother, may I know?
Nay, Richard, when I know, for I protest as yet I do not. But as I can learn, King Edward hearkens after prophecies and dreams, and says a wizard told him that by G his issue disinherited should be. And for my name of George begins with G, it follows in his thoughts that I am he.
Ah, we are the king's abjects and must obey. Brother, farewell. This deep disgrace in brotherhood touches me deeper than you can imagine.
I know it pleaseth neither of us well.
Well, your imprisonment shall not be long. I will deliver you. Meantime, have patience.
I must, perforce. Farewell.
Go tread the path that thou shalt ne'er return, simple, plain George. I do love thee so that I will shortly send thy soul to heaven, if heaven will take the present at our hands.
Thus, George, without knowledge of Richard's treachery, is taken to the Tower, where one day he awakens with a start from a terrible dream.
Oh, I've passed a miserable night, so full of ugly sights, of ghastly dreams. Methought I'd broken from the Tower and was embarked across to Burgundy. And in my company, my brother Richard, who from my cabin tempted me to walk upon the hatches. Upon the giddy footing of the hatches, methought that Richard stumbled and in falling struck me overboard into the tumbling billows of the main. Oh, Lord, methought, what pain it is to drown. What dreadful noise of waters in mine ears. But then began the tempest to my soul. I have done those things which now bear evidence against my soul for Edward's sake, and see how he repays me. Oh, God, if my deep prayers cannot appease thee, execute thy wrath in me alone. Oh, spare my guiltless wife and my poor children. My soul is heavy, and I fain would sleep.
Thank you, Lionel and John, for giving us this opportunity to hear the words of the immortal Bard.
You're most welcome, Rudy.
I only hope the immortal Bard didn't leave anybody mortally bored.
I should say not. It was thrilling. It was really great to have you with us, Lionel.
Thank you. Thank you, Rudy. I'm sorry to go.
Ah, Lionel, Lionel. Parting is such sweet sorrow. But you must be at MGM tomorrow.
Hey, too, Rudy. Hey, good night, all.
Next Thursday, John and I shall have the...